This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter, December wheat is 632, down 16 and 3 quarters. March is 636 and 3 quarters, down 15 and a half. December wheat, 591, down 14 and a quarter. March, 585 and 3 quarters, down 17 and a half. December corn, 366 and a quarter, down 1 and a half. March, 379, down 2 and a quarter. July, 394 and a half, down 2 and a quarter. January soybeans are 989 and 3 quarters, down 6. March, 996 and a half, down 6 and a half. May, 1003 and a half, down 6 and a half. July, 1008 and a half, down 6 and a quarter. December soybean meal, 379.60, down 350. December soybean oil is 31.57, up 40 cents. December live cattle, 166.25, down 237 and a half. January feeders, 233.40, down 215. December lean hogs are 88.87 and a half. They're down 62 and one half. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Looks like wheat bulls got ahead of themselves.
It certainly does when you look at the contraction we've got going on in the market today. And, you know, we saw a reaction, and we know that the black boxes basically trade on headlines. You know, so Reuters had the headlines that Russia was looking at banning some exports. We saw the headlines saying that the Ukrainian crop wasn't as good. The black boxes interpret that as being positive, and we started the move higher. Yesterday, we came out and saw the exporters are begging Russia not to ban exports. And so yesterday was kind of a sideways day, and today I think, you know, interestingly enough, I believe when you look at the big picture here, I think we have some fund repositioning going on also. Because we're down heavy in the livestock, we're down heavy in the grains, and normally, you know, a part of a complex will support another complex, but that's not what's happening. And so I think it's good at this time of year to remind people that when funds reposition, they don't think of a position as one contract of corn. A position to them, it can be a combination of many different commodities to make up one position. And so when they reposition, it tends to have an impact, a much broader impact than just getting out of one contract of corn would do.
And the soybeans and all the commodities, there's some interesting technical things going on, but the soybeans most of all at the moment. Do you want to confirm a head and shoulders top in the January soybeans?
Oh, they sure do. Well, not only January, but also March and also November, you know, and we definitely, you know, we broke the shoulder. And so now we'll see once if we're going to confirm it or not, but when you look at the head and shoulders on the January beans, it would give you, it would indicate that we could see as much as an 80-cent drop, 80 to 90-cent drop. And so it certainly has people on the defensive, and I think this is being magnified at the same time by the South American weather, and South American weather looks good. So, you know, that's starting to come to the picture. And we saw some interesting information yesterday when it came to the Burlington Northern shuttle train rates, you know, being down at 600 compared to 6,000 in October. So, you know, that says to me that maybe we're going to have more trains to be able to move grain around to where it needs to go to. And there's also a lot of talk out there that the shale export business could just kind of dried up over the weekend. And that, you know, that has demanded an awful lot of rail cars. So if that's true, then, you know, we'll find out. But if you look at crude oil, we're at the lowest price right now on crude when you look at the January contract that we've been since June of 2009. And on the dollar, we're at the highest since March of 2009. So if we roll our minds back to 2009, that was not a very pretty year for us when it came to commodity prices. And so we saw ethanol actually get to be higher priced than gasoline was, than mm-hmm. straight gas was, and we're hoping that that's not going to be the case. But, you know, the ethanol guys, I look at the ratio between RBOB and ethanol, and it's at 1.14 right now. You roll back a couple of months, it was 1.49. So this is concerning. There's no two ways about it.
Well, we're hearing that ethanol producers are either considering or have gone and started to use their RINs because of ethanol prices.
Yep, and anytime you hear that, and that was a feature of 2009, you know, because they can use those RINs to replace having to produce the ethanol to meet the mandate. And so if that's the case, that does not bode well for us. You know, and ethanol was one of the bright spots that we were really counting on to be able to keep demand up for corn and usage up for corn. I don't really think on the USDA report next week, Dave, we'll see probably very much adjustment. I don't anticipate that. They usually don't try and jump ahead. But it could be very different from that in January.
I would think that December is a quiet report. Well, meanwhile, the January report, there are a lot of people thinking that both acres and yield in corn will go lower.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, it's interesting. I really don't think we'll even have the actual acreage by the time we get to the January report because of this FSA certification thing. Now, maybe we will. I kind of hope so because I hate it when we have these big surprises somewhere in the middle of the year that all of a sudden adjust things one way or the other. But that's certainly where the majority of bets are. I don't know what to think. I can tell you the truth. I think that it's possible that we'll go lower on acres and yield is a question because if you looked at the 174.2, that was basically came about because they lowered the ear count by 100 ears per acre in both Illinois and in Indiana. And, you know, that, I believe, is being based on their plots. So will that verify? That's a good question, too.
Corn going sideways on the charts, however, at the lower end of the range.
Yeah, we certainly are, you know, and if you look at March corn, of course, that's where we're at now. We do have a head and shoulders formation that if it would verify, could say we could go down about 30 cents on corn. And I think for the moment, you know, we're much like what we were in October and November, we're in a situation where we have a good basis level because the corn has been slammed into the bins. And it's going to stay in the bins because very few people want to take income before the first of the year. The sad part is then now you take and you compress the marketing year from the 10 months that we normally would sell the most of our corn in down to about 8 months. And that's never bodes well for corn after the first of the year. So I think that, you know, the market will be careful to not get too crazy, but I could easily see us go down and test the 350 range again on March. And not even think twice about it. You know, it's just there as we get into the doldrums of the new year.
I guess you also have to start thinking a little bit about whether or not demand in corn is indeed going to pick up.
Well, that's exactly the truth, you know, and that's pretty hard to believe when you see, like I said, the dollar's at the highest level since 2009. We really have to see some significant movement, and that again comes back to ethanol, you know, and if we're picking up in demand and we're losing in ethanol usage, well, then we're not really making any headway, basically. And so I would hope we can do that, but hope is not a strategy, we know. And so I think when you're a producer, you have to look at this and say, I've got to be prepared for whatever the market might do, and therefore I got to make sure I've got my ducks in a row. We've got good carry in this market. Use it. My recommendation.
I think that a significant portion of unpriced corn, or you know, and that's not in commercial hands, was hedged against the March futures contract, which makes me think there may be a basis play between now and then.
Oh, I believe there should be. I think that, you know, as we get in, there's still, you know, there's certainly still demand for corn. There's no question. In fact, I just saw an article from Anderson's that was in our local newspaper, you know, talking about, you know, they supply primarily poultry and hogs out on the East Coast, and, you know, they think that they'll have those humongous piles they've got there gone possibly by the end of December. And so for them right now, I wouldn't necessarily say there'd be a basis play, but I do think that there'll be opportunity for basis to be on and off It'll all depend upon if they're looking for corn, basis will be good. If they're not looking for corn, don't expect it to be great. Okay.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. December corn is $3.66.5 down 1.25, and January beans are $9.89.75 down 6. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.